You ready? You ready now? One. You ready now? You ready now? You ready now? You said 1 second, buddy. You ready now? Right meow?
Right meow.
Now.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Hard rocking in your ears and your ear hole, coming live through your ear hole, might go through the other side or might stick in your brains. It's Mr. BROTPODABQ505 by my side, across the table. This time we're at a square table. DJ Problems, what's up, DJ?
Mr. B, what up?
How's it going tonight, sir?
Pretty good. Hey, what happened to the round table?
Oh man, it got square.
Oh snap.
Ba-doom.
That's how we do it. Yes, sir. Pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm pretty quick on my fucking feet, right?
Yes, sir. That's good, man. That's good. Not even the second one by any.
Bam. I was on that shit.
Slam. Bam. That's what he said.
That's what she said.
Oh, snap. Pretty good. Episode 87. Live from ABQ. You know how we do.
Live in the 505, baby.
Yes, sir. And you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Links to, what is there? TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, iHeart Radio, RSS feeds. You can download, you can stream.
Our favorite iTunes.
iTunes link. You can find it all at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Share it.
Yeah.
Get a tattoo.
Yeah.
Give it as a gift card to somebody. Just a gift card that says rollingofftrackpodcast.com.
Yeah.
Get it. Haircut that says rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Should we say graffiti?
Fucking right, bro.
Yeah, do graffiti on the interstate.
Yeah, but we're not liable for that. We don't condone that in any way, shape, or form. We're not liable for any other things that may happen to you after doing the graffiti. So, you know, at your own risk, you do what you feel is necessary to support the Rot Pod.
Yes, sir, at your own risk.
There is a what do they call that? Right before a movie, you know what I mean? It's like a warning. It's just condoning you not to do it.
Yeah. Just like a warning, huh?
Yeah.
Yep. Say that at the beginning of the podcast. We do not condone any of this, but share the Rot Pod at your own risk.
Yep. Share it how you will.
Yes, sir. Glad to be back. And here's a real quick fact. In a deck of cards, the King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. Want me to say it again?
No shit.
The King of Hearts is the only king without a mustache. It's a good fact for you, right?
Shit, that ain't too bad, my man.
Yes, sir. Like I said, either it goes through your, of course, going through one ear hole, if it goes to the other side, or it stays in your brain.
You never know.
You never know, crazy guy. Yes, sir. No new movies today for me. The only thing I've been watching is being behind vehicles, traffic. That's the only thing I've been watching.
Shit, man.
Brake lights.
I was looking at the undercarriages of cars and changing oil.
Oh yeah.
Fucking getting it.
That's what you've been watching, right?
Right.
Yes, sir. You don't have to pay for that. You just fuck there.
Nah. Yeah, exactly, my man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. DJ Bacon Problems.
I love bacon. It's just so.
Good.
Fucking right.
Yes, sir. And the one thing I was doing, one thing that I noticed in traffic and back of cars, before getting into traffic, you know, you're pulling onto the street, and the way you're pulling out onto the street, there's enough space for two cars. You know, like if you're going to the left, so you're gonna go into the other lane to go to the left, or you're gonna go to the right, and there's enough for two space for two cars. And today, one car just got right in the middle, and instead of pulling to the right side so he could take a right, he stayed right in the middle, and he stayed there for a long time. So, to add to the traffic, this crazy guy didn't even share the road.
What a prick.
What a maroon.
What a freaking prick.
That's right, buddy. Speak your mind.
Tell him, look out over here. I'm trying to drive over here. Don't you see me?
throw rocks at him, rocks at his windows.
No shit.
Yes, sir. And one thing that I can mention that's coming out this week is The Longest Week. Again, that's a chick flick coming out in theaters. And then one thing that's coming to your theater, if you have an IMAX, a re-release is coming, Forrest Gump, an IMAX experience.
No shit.
Yes, sir. So the cities that have an IMAX, you'll be able to watch Forrest Gump, an IMAX experience. And just like here in Albuquerque, we do have an IMAX, so if you want to check it out, look at Forrest Gump and high def and big screen, do it.
Do it. Do it. Rum and Coke, just do it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Come on, do it. Come on, just do it. Do it. Do it. Rum and Coke, do it.
Is that a commercial?
Man, you don't know that, man? That's Owen Wilson, man, and Ben Stiller. Come on, do it. Do it.
What's that movie?
Starsky and Hutch, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's when they went to somebody's and they were doing
they're doing the deal there, that bidding for the charity or some shit.
Yeah, and they're not using their normal voice on there. Yeah, they're trying to be somebody else. Yeah.
And he's like, just give me a rum and coke, do it. Do it.
That was Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can picture his face, his crazy face.
He's all serious in there. Owen Wilson's a fucking Texas tycoon and shit like that. This mustache.
Big old mustache.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Well, you know what Samsung did?
What'd they do?
They outsell Apple in the Q2, quarter 2, 2014, buddy.
Ah, don't give a shit.
Don't do it.
I'm just gonna do it.
Just do it. Yes, sir. Samsung beating Apple.
Boo. Boo. Boo.
Boo that.
Boo that.
Do it. Do it. Boo that.
Boo it. Boo it. Just do it. Do it. Boo it. Boo it.
You know what? Well, you know what else females might want to do?
What would they do?
They want to see if they could get their hands on this new nail polish.
Yeah, I've seen this, dude. I've seen this. I've seen something on Facebook about it.
It's nail polish that can detect a date rape drug in your drink.
Nice.
So what you do is if you put this nail polish on your fingernails, you just put your fingernail in the liquid. And if it is laced with any date rape drug, it'll change color, right?
I fucking don't know, my man. I guess, yeah. That's the whole idea behind it, I think.
Yeah. Well, the nail polish is set to change color if it detects any of the date rape drugs. So not the drink will change color, but the your fingernail, it'll change color to let you know that it's positive for date rape drugs.
Those of you fuck boys that do that kind of bullshit out there, look, they're catching on to your fuck ass knuckle.
They're catching you, man. There's no running.
Cut it out. So that fucking bullshit.
So don't do it.
Don't do it, you fucking idiot. Don't do it.
Yes, sir. So yeah, it'll be good.
Right on.
For females, protecting the females out there.
Power to the ladies.
That's right. Power to the ladies. Motorola. Everybody knows Motorola. They've come out with this little device. It's called a Motorola Skip. And it's a little, almost like a key fob for your keys. You clip it to your pocket or your belt or wherever you want to put it on your person. And it can be used in three different ways. Either when it's near your phone will be able to stay unlocked. But once your phone leaves the little area, the little premise of that little gadget, then it locks automatically.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's funny as shit, right? So just in case your fucking little side fling runs off with your fucking phone trying to unlock that shit. you could sleep soundly. Just don't inform people on what the fuck this is.
Deal. You take it and it locks itself.
Be discreet. Put it in your fucking wallet. Be smart.
Yes, sir. And another way to use this is if you lose your phone, you could push the little button on this key fob and it'll locate your phone. One cough for yes, two cough for no. Is that right? So if you have a Motorola device and you want to try this new device, this new little gadget, key fob size, it's called Motorola Skip. Check it out if you want. Let it out, buddy. Let it out. You good?
You don't get off unless you cough, right?
Booyah. Do it.
The goddamn dragon jumped down my throat, dude. Fuck.
Dragon or the unicorn?
Nah, it's dragon.
Dragon.
It's a fire-breathing beast.
Oh, snap. Speaking about dragons, because dragons are cool, you can look and find this coolest cooler that's ever cooled in the world. It's a cooler, you know, like a regular cooler, but it has a lot of things on it, such as an interior light to help you when it's getting dark outside. You open the lid and a light shines out for you. A removable waterproof speaker that'll play tunes from any Bluetooth device. A dual USB charger for charging your phones, tablets, cameras, whatever. And also equipped in this cooler is a blender. How do you like that? You don't like it? Why is that?
Dude, if you just, as if you couldn't get away from technology anymore, dude. You got somewhere to plug your fucking damn phone up. It's got a place for a blender. I think camping and all that stuff and just like doing that, you should just go out in, dude, bare essentials, man. That's why the hell you go out to camp and shit, to get away from the fucking city, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Keep it gangster and OG, man. Enjoy people's fucking company and socializing and shit face to face instead of over a damn Facebook and shit.
That's right.
It's nice to get out and interact with peeps, you know what I mean? And I'm not just saying that just that's all like revolves around a little fucking cooler, but I mean, get away from that fucking the tech shit, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
You know what else? You know what else you can take on a camping trip?
What's that?
Is that little device that we mentioned? Was it yesterday or the two episodes ago? That just that brick look like phone.
Oh, dude, there you go.
Whereas infinite battery power.
Yes, sir.
And zero megapixel camera.
An uncrackable screen.
Uncrackable screen, yes, sir. Waterproof, sandproof.
Yep.
Take that on your camping trip, right?
Yep.
Booyah, do it.
Do it.
And speaking of OG, do you know what's OG?
What's OG, my man? What? Yeah. She was raised out in Brooklyn.
What?
What? What?
Saint Queen, she was raised out in Brooklyn. I'm in the mix now, searching for the right spot to hit now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, buddy. That's that shit right there. That's that real music.
Real music you can take on a camping trip, right?
Fucking right.
And keep it OG gangsta.
Dude, that the ladies fucking love LL, man. You throw some of that shit on them, they know you ain't fucking playing, man. That's not that Justin Bieber bullshit, man. That's that fucking LL. That's the man shit right there, dog. That business music, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Unlike Bieber, you know how he got like arrested in Canada? Did you hear about that?
I don't know if this is real, dog, but I heard that fucking dude is gay, man. And there's nothing against gay people, but I mean, fucking, I don't know.
Oh, ladies, you hear that?
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's fucking true or not, and I'm not fucking making any accusations. I'm just saying I probably fucking read somewhere on some dumbass shit.
Probably. You probably read it on Facebook, buddy.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding. You know Facebook friends. Keep supporting Rock Pod. Yo. Yeah, Justin Bieber got arrested in Canada. So he was talking smack. He's trying to be all big in front of Selena Gomez.
I thought they weren't dating anymore.
That's right. I don't know what they were doing, buddy.
Yeah, fucking around, dude.
Yes, sir. And unlike that, Sony officially releases a perfume SK selfie camera. It's for the ladies again. So Sony released this little, how would you say it looks like a, how a perfume bottle looks. Looks all fancy and with a glass lid and just the body of it. Just the way a perfume bottle would look. It looks almost exactly the same thing. But at the top where the cap is a camera lens. And I guess it's made to be used for selfies. I guess they're just trying something new, something different. Throw it at the wall, see if it sticks. 19.2 megapixel camera.
You're funny, Mr. B.
And then, and just for this, I probably just because of the way it looks, it's going to cost $844 for a 19.2 megapixel camera.
Right.
That looks like a perfume bottle.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Fuck that.
Would you take that on a camping trip?
Fuck no, dude. That shit better be waterproof and shitproof, man.
Yep, yep.
Because you know what? Shit happens.
Yes, sir.
That's what they should invent some new shit that's called shitproof, bro. And they're like, what the fuck is shitproof? And they're like, what the fuck is shitproof, you ask? Well, sir, I'm fucking here today to explain to you that shitproof is the fucking top notch, most fucking respectable fucking patent warranty out there, okay? Shit happens in life, right, sir? And he's like, fuck yeah, shit happens. And you're like, exactly. That's why this shit is shitproof, my man. With the all new shitproof fucking, you know, cover or warranty or fucking reflective material shit they got built into it, dude.
You it can go be... through anything.
Yeah, yeah, it better be worth it, though.
Yes, sir.
That's funny.
Tell me if this is worth it. The average person spends 2 weeks of their life waiting at traffic lights.
Not me.
No?
Not fucking me, dude. No way, sir.
What if you're stuck in traffic with that move pack?
Fuck no, dude. You'd be humming through the fucking sidewalk, man.
Going through cars, right?
We're talking Marty McFly here, man. We're top of the fucking line here, man. We wake up in the morning and hop on that fucker 15 miles an hour down the sidewalk. You're anywhere in at least 15, 20 minutes.
Yes, sir.
The only thing you'd have to do is stop for fuckers turning and to run across red lights.
That's right, buddy. And speaking about charging, you can test your batteries by dropping them on a hard surface to see if your batteries are dead or if it still has a charge to it. So instead of using a one of those battery testers, you could just drop your battery, like AA, AAA, CD, 9-volt battery. You drop them down, lengthwise instead of horizontally. You drop it vertically on a hard surface, and if it bounces, you can tell the difference between a good battery and a dead battery. So if it bounces... If it bounces more, it's a dead battery. But if you drop it and it doesn't bounce, it just kind of drops, and that's a good battery.
So you're telling me I could throw batteries at the floor to test how fucking good they are?
Not really throw, but like drop.
Drop is in like kind of like, oops, I slipped and fucking dropped it, or like smash.
More like maybe like a foot off the hard surface, smash.
I mean, we're talking about fucking Jordan slam dunk on the ground smash, my man.
Oh, snap. Yeah, not that hard. You just kind of put the battery maybe like a foot above a hard surface, drop it vertically. If it bounces hard, it's a dead battery. If it doesn't bounce, it's a good battery.
YouTube has a video of it.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Life hack, dude. Life hack is the savior now.
Life hack. And like I said, Xbox trying to beat PlayStation. So if you buy an Xbox One next week, if you buy an Xbox next week from the 7th to the 13th, you can get a free game of your choice, just as long as it's under $60. So there's another small incentive to reach out and grab one of these Xbox Ones for yourself.
Shit's weird.
So if you're looking for Xbox One next week, if you want, try to buy one, you'll get a free game. Free game?
Dude, they might as well give fucking people free fucking Xbox Live for a year, dude.
Oh, snap, that would be good if you can...
Instead of that bullshit.
If you can choose, right?
Yeah, man, what the fuck are they thinking, man? People like to play online, not by themselves. Just saying.
That's right. You hear that, Microsoft? DJ dude. Speaks.
I mean, dude, I'm just talking out of my fucking ass, and I usually do, dude, and excuse me for that, folks.
No, but that is pretty, that's a pretty good deal if they were to do that. Maybe like, hey, you want a free game, or do you want Xbox Live for a year for free?
Hey, there you go. Give them a fucking choice. You want Xbox Live for a year, or do you want fucking, and they can give them a $50 redeemable card, and there it is. You put it in at home, and it's a fucking Xbox 360 account for fucking a year, dude.
Booyah.
Booyah, dude. I think you should do it. Honestly, bro, I mean, I honestly might buy a fucking Xbox because of that kind of shit like that. You know what I mean? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll far away from the mic and shit.
No, you're good right now.
Yeah, dude, I mean, in all honesty, dude, if I'm telling you, Xbox Live, that's what I'm fucking thinking about, dude. If it had free fucking internet access like fucking the PS3 does or whatever, dude, I would buy one.
Yes, you know sir.
I mean? I know PS4, now you have to get the online shit, and that sucks, but whatever. Somebody's got to make money somewhere to wipe their ass with, and yeah, that's how it goes.
So they could buy expensive cameras, right? That looks like perfume bottles.
Yeah, fucking right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I don't know. Who cares, bro? But whatever, you know what I mean? It's incentive, bro. I would like to play online for fucking free and whatever. Give me a fucking test run if I like it. Hell fucking yeah, dude.
Yep, yep. Again, they should try something different for a little bit. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. At least you tried something different.
It's funny, like you said, throwing shit at the wall to see if it sticks. See, that made me laugh so fucking much, you know? Like, oh man. Booyah. Ain't that the truth?
Do it.
Do it.
Well, something that's free that you could play. Angry Birds Transformers. That's right.
Oh, man.
You heard that right. I'm not stuttering. Angry Birds Transformers is coming. And they're teaming up with Michael Bay just so they could. Just so Angry Birds Rovio, that's the developers, just so they could keep sort of the Transformer
theme
and design to make it to the Angry Birds. So that's the reason why they're working with Michael Bay, just so they could get as close to Transformers as they can. Another Angry Birds for you, DJ. Do you remember the last one you bought?
Yes, sir.
You still playing it?
I occasionally hop on that sucker sometimes. I'm gonna get the iPhone back and working, dude. I got a big ass bill to pay to Verizon. They sent me to fucking collections.
Oh, okay.
I'm avoiding you fuckers.
Do it.
Sorry. Hey, yeah, you know what I mean?
Do it.
But I will have that back soon, though. Hey, Mr. B.
Yeah.
Mañana. Sorry, dude, for putting this on. Or actually, you know what? I'll tell you afterwards.
All right. Nintendo eShop is having a discount sale on Mario Classics. So starting today and on to the 11th, you can find Super Mario Bros. 3 for the Wii U 3DS for $3.49. New Super Mario Bros. U for $39.99. Super Mario Bros. 2 for $3.49. Super Mario 3D Land for $19.99. Yoshi's New Island for $29.99. Punch Out for $3.49. Super Mario 3D World $39.99.
Why the fuck don't they make that shit for PlayStation, man?
Do it. Nintendo, buddy. Only for Nintendo.
Fuck, man.
Sennheiser. If you don't know, you should know about them. They make pretty good headphones, and they're coming out with the new headphones. The one thing different about this, they're keeping their quality of the headphones, but they want to boost the bass, as they say, on these new headphones. And they're calling it the Sennheiser Urbanites. So these Sennheiser Urbanites, they're going to just feature a little bit more bass in them. It's kind of be how they kind of want to do, like what the Beats. You know how the Beats, they kind of produce a lot more bass than usual?
Yo, so I guess these are nice.
I guess they want to do that.
These are nice, man. How much are these going to run?
$199.99.
Oh, man, dude, the black in the if you scroll down, like the black and the canvas,
yeah,
those are the dopest fucking pair of headphones I've ever seen, dude. When do they come out?
It'll be coming in, it says the fourth quarter of this year. So, what, no, October?
Oh my
October,
God.
November, yeah, October. Either October, November, or December, they'll be coming out. So, Sennheisers, and I do have a pair of Sennheisers on me right now. And the ones I have are studio monitor types. So instead of producing all that extra bass and all that extra treble, you really want to use monitors, right?
Yes, sir. You would definitely like to do that. Instead of these, I would like to use these for just for like listening to music, dude. Fucking traveling somewhere, fucking take off, throw on your headphones, get a nice, really nice pair of headphones, dude, and just like fade out. You know what I mean?
Yep. So yeah, I guess my opinion is they're trying to copy Beats, and I've seen some DJs with pictures of DJs. They I don't know why, but they use Beats as when they're DJing.
Yeah.
Either like in radio or even music. And to me, I don't think that's pretty good, because you know you might be pushing out too much bass on the speakers that people are listening to, and it wouldn't sound good.
Right, I can totally agree with that, my man.
Yeah. So there's a little info for you guys out there. Right now, I'm using studio monitor Sennheisers.
I am using Sony MDR V700s.
Studio monitor as well?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
They are dynamic stereo headphones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sony's are pretty good.
So, you know, whatever. These are the classic old school headphones, but they are definitely loud and blast your fucking ears off.
Yep, yep.
Nice closed quality. The pads are nice and soft.
Nice and patty.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do it. And if you know TwitPic from Twitter, the service that allows you to save your pictures and view them online, Twitter is killing this service, TwitPic. So I guess you're going to have to use other services, which is like TwitFrog and what else was there?
I am not too sure. I don't even use that shit. I use Instagram, dude.
Instagram it?
I don't know any other thing besides fucking Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Facebook and it. Tweet it.
Tweet it.
Speaking about social media, did you see my pic of Nick Cannon being divorced by Mariah Carey?
Dude, I did see that. Is that serious shit?
That's some serious stuff. If you see it in the grocery store aisle, magazine aisle, it's for real, buddy.
I thought all those magazines are fake.
I think some of them are. Like, was that one magazine that's always doing fake stories and aliens, and my mom had an alien baby and the government took it?
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, really, dude? That shit really fucking happened? They're like, nah, dude, it's fake. And you're like, what the fuck here?
Where there's like one from a long time ago, it's like Oprah's an alien or something like that.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck is this shit? Fuck is this?
What is this? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's a little five tips to help you improve battery life on Windows. You ready for the first one?
Yeah, yeah.
Software updates. Get your updates, because these updates carry patches and software updates, fix bugs, stuff like that. And these would actually, when it fixes these bugs and patches and stuff like that, it actually removes it from the system. So all these little things, it doesn't keep hogging down your CPU, and then your CPU works harder. So when your CPU works harder, it drains the battery just a little bit more. So throughout the day, all that time takes a toll on your battery life, buddy.
Fucking A.
Another one, tweak your power settings. You know where that settings, control panel, hardware and sound, power options, and you could choose your power plan. You know how like if you turn off the display, you can turn off the display within 10 minutes if you're not doing anything with it, or you could put the computer to sleep if you're not doing anything on it for 10 minutes. Just different little tweaks like that. It'll be good for you depending on how you use your PC. So if you want to go in there, tweak a little bit, it'll help you save your battery life. And another one, dim your display. If your display is bright all the time, and it doesn't need to be bright all the time, I would suggest dimming it down just a little bit, and it'll be kind of be good for your eyes too, so your eyes will be getting too used to the bright display. Another thing is turning off your Bluetooth. Some people have these settings on, kind of like on your phone too, also like when you have your Bluetooth, your Wi-Fi, all that stuff on, it just drains your battery slowly, and over time adds up, takes your battery life.
So I have Bluetooth wireless keyboards and shit like that. What does that do?
Well, like if it's your keyboard and your mouse, I wouldn't worry about that, just because you're using it all the time. But if it's if you don't have that, but your PC has it on all the time, then that's when it would take a little bit of your battery life. But if your Bluetooth is on for a reason to power it to use your keyboard or your mouse, then it would be good.
Okay.
Pretty good. And the last one, disconnect any dongles. That's what she said. Oh. So if you...
No dongles or dingleberries, folks.
So if you can, disconnect anything that you're not using at the time. And again, over time, over a day, it takes a lot during the day. So if you're not using any dongles, disconnect it. That's right, buddy.
Oh, that was fucking funny.
Rockpot 87, brother.
Rockpot 87, is this it, brother?
Yes, sir.
Right on.
And there's new games on the PlayStation Plus that I haven't downloaded yet, but I'll give you guys an update maybe on this weekend. I'll probably be downloading them tomorrow and over the weekend, just because some of these games are full-fledged games, so it's kind of like a 15-gig, 4-gig, 6-gig games, so it just takes time to download. So this weekend or later, a few episodes later, I'll give you guys an update on which PlayStation Plus games are out for free.
For free.
For free. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And for, you know how they say, Throwback Thursdays?
Uh-huh.
I broke out my mini disc player, buddy. Listening to some Wu-Tang mix jams on my mini disc. How about that, buddy?
Mini disc?
Mini disc.
What the hell's a mini disc?
Mini disc, buddy. Sony mini disc.
What the hell is that?
Mini disc.
Is that like a CD player?
It's like a mini CD player. Yes, sir.
They have a mini CD player?
Yeah.
Man, where was I when I fucking was missing this shit? What year did this come out?
This came out, started coming out maybe around the 2000s, I would say.
No shit, and you still have it?
I still have maybe like three of them. Here's a link real quick for you to check it out. This one's on Amazon right now. You can buy a mini disc player.
Oh, I've seen these.
Comes with a kit, headphones, remote line in. Yes, sir.
Those are dope, man.
Yep. And if you record in high quality, it sounds pretty good. So that's why I decided to break out my mix that I did on Wu-Tang and jam to it. It's pretty good.
Hell yeah, brother.
And today, the difference between today and years ago when I first got this is I've actually upgraded in my headphones. So with the new headphones that I have, it sounds even better.
Headphones,
just like the other episode where we were talking about old school headphones.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And real quick for this audio, you ready?
Yes, sir.
How to whistle. You want to know how to whistle?
Hell yeah.
What you do is take your tongue, right? And what you want to do is the bottom row, your bottom teeth, right? Press it against the inside wall of your teeth, like so. See that? Right? After you get that done, after you get that down, you press your teeth. You press it against your teeth, right? Like that. And all you have to do is make your, put your lips like you're about to kiss somebody. Okay? And you start to blow. When you blow, you get that whistle sound, and there you go. How to whistle in less than 2 seconds. I mean, it can't be more difficult. I mean.
How to whistle, buddy.
I mean, how hard could a whistle be, right?
Yes, sir. Something different for the Rock Pie listeners.
I swear to God, man, people can make anything on YouTube, man, and it's a fucking hit.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Awesome, if, awesome.
If you folks need to learn how to whistle, call it Mr. B. He'll gladly point you in the right direction of the whistler.
Yes, sir. Do it.
I can't even say.
And I think we found the show title for this episode, buddy.
What's that?
Do it. Do it. Yes, sir. 87 of the books. Yo, DJ.
What's up, brother?
Year 2000 or the year 2010?
Year 2000, my man.
Do it. Yo, DJ.
Yo, yo.
And that's words for the Rock Pod listeners in Rock Pod land.
What's that?
Any last words?
Any last words? Oh, shit. Jesus Christ. I don't have any words for tonight, my man.
Peace.
Peace.